You know, the Bible is filled with amazing word pictures, which give us metaphors to enrich our spiritual experience. The wolf is one of these, and I looked it up on Wikipedia the other day. What do you know about wolves? Well, first of all, they're incredibly smart, very intelligent. They also are collaborators. So that's why you get the whole idea of a pack, because they collaborate and they know how to do that together. They are also opportunists who readily sense weakness. And they're always ready to sacrifice one of their own to take their prey. Interesting. They are also represented by an alpha wolf. He's kind of a wiser selector and guide. Well, Jesus talks about wolves in Matthew 7. Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. False teachers or prophets are one thing on the outside and another on the inside. They carefully, intentionally, and deviously twist the truth for their own purposes. On the outside, they look like sheep. On the inside, they are greedy, snatching predators. Jesus also talks about this in Matthew 10. Behold, I send you out as sheep, or lambs, in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and innocent as doves. You know, we're sent by our shepherd into a world at war. There's nothing innocuous about it. There are false teaching wolves all around us. And not only just of a religious nature, they are multiplied purveyors of philosophies and values detrimental to our connection with our Creator. Corrupted media, consuming pastimes, and self-indulgent activities can suck up huge amounts of our air, leaving little time left to give attention to our soul. So take care, my friend. By design, we need our shepherd and his other sheep, companions, in order to avoid being consumed and or devoured. Just by being a friend of God, we become a special target in the war. Stay close to the Master.